This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. Perhaps 2 million years ago, the creatures of a planet in some remote galaxy faced a musical crisis similar to what earthly composers face today. That's a quote from composer George Crumb, one of the many 20th and 21st century composers whose music soprano Rebecca Alexander is going to perform today. Rebecca, welcome to Studio C.
Thank you for having me.
Rebecca's here representing Intersection, and the vision of Intersection is to expand and shift the perspectives of audiences and musicians of all ages via contemporary music. So I went with that George Crumb quote because I think it's a running through line in the music you've brought, that experimentation, musical experimentation, mm-hmm. and maybe works that are a bit ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting with music by Kathy Berberian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very well-known soprano in the 60s and 70s. If you go back to recordings of any late Crumb or any Crumb, any late Cage, and anybody in that time period, Milton Babbitt, all those folks. Berberian, Kathy Berberian and Jan Degetani are pretty much the two people that were performing those and interpreting those for those composers. They were their muses, basically. And so Kathy Berberian decided she wanted to write her own piece. And so she basically put this together in the 60s, and she commissioned a cartoonist to create images based on sounds that she wanted to create with her voice and to create a story from start to finish. And in the vein of kind of a walking down the street, passing a car with the radio on kind of experience. But the singer looks at a score essentially that is all made of pictures. There are no notes. There are no meters. There's no time signature, nothing like that. So it's the idea that we are utilizing the voice not necessarily for its beauty, although beauty is part of the formula, but using the voice to sort of get outside of the concert hall, if you will, and explore life experience on the street, which Cage, if anybody is familiar with his music at all, he was very much into not just the sounds that we're creating with our own instrument, but what are all the sounds that are contributing to the experience that we're all currently having. So this piece, Stripsity by Berberian, is essentially, the title comes from a comic strip. So she created a piece out of a comic strip, and I, as the performer and any performer, interprets it, thus making any and every performance completely different every single time it's done. And I have done this piece for all ages. I've done it when Intersection has their summer concerts at the Parthenon for children ages 2 to 13, I've seen in there, and they are all captivated by this different kind of sound making and basically comic story that's being portrayed. So,
to see the sheet music for Stripsity, you can look on our Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram. We're at 91 Classical on all those platforms, and take a look, because like she said, Rebecca is interpreting a picture here, and you can see the picture once you've heard the sound. So this is Stripsity by Kathy Berberian, performed by Rebecca Alexander, live in Studio C.
Blah, bum, blop, 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 brrrr, boing. You stupid kite, come down out of that tree. Go, chuff, 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 clomp, 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 click. Chomp, chomp, crunch, slip. Crook, crack, crook, crook. Gosh. Dling, dling, dling. Crunch. Knock, 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 knock. Puff. Ouch. I'm Frida, and I have naturally curly hair. Do you like girls with naturally curly hair? Good grief! Boop! Dong, dong, dong. Chick, chick, chick. Sempre libera di gioia folle. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to row. The weather tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. Chick, chick. Honk, 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 oi, 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 bop, 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 girls, moo. Whoa, 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 ah! Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Pew, 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 pew. Plunk. Thud, stomp, stomp, stomp. No, it's a plane. No, it's Superman. Yeah! Whoop, whoop, swoosh, zing, zoom, zoey.
Was it a trip around the block, or was it all just a dream in the end? That was Strip City by Kathy Berberian, performed by Rebecca Alexander, here representing Intersection on 91 Classical. These next two pieces are by composers who don't always use traditional notation, but a little closer today to traditional notation. Tell us about these two pieces.
So we've paired together a very short movement from a cycle called Apparition by George Crumb. George Crumb was, in my estimation, in the middle of the 20th century, the person who came up with the next level of lyric sound for the voice. So the voice is still its function is still beauty, but it's sonically we're exploring it in a different way. And he was playing inside the piano and creating environment for the voice and timbres to play with. And we've paired that actually with a piece of a set by Georges Apergis. And Apergis basically wants to take the sound of the voice and give it a different function, a percussive function. And he also has created a completely different language. So it sounds kind of like French, but there is no translation. So in essence, what he's trying to explore is that we are using the sounds of language and the sounds of, say, accent or vowel sound, the way the vowel sound plays within the resonance of the face, of the what singers would call the mask. We're using that kind of resonance for the purpose of creating a feeling, a sense of an experience, but the words actually do not make sense to us. There is no seeming meaning to the words themselves, but rather that the sonic sound and the percussive nature of using the voice creates a different experience that then the audience can decide, what is this experience that I'm actually having? What do I think that that person is talking about? So sort of seeing this progression of taking the voice out of its typical lyric, melodic role, which is wonderful and great and beautiful, and taking that out and exploring how it can express different, potentially more inward parts of the experience. So
rather than being so tied to poetry, really a sense of the lyricism that's there without the poetry.
Exactly.
So this is from Vocalise number 3, The Death Carol from Apparition by George Crumb, and one of the Cinq Calmes Plats by Georges Apergis.
Chez de moi, nous tournons des tugalis de tête en bras d'yon, nous sentis son temps d'allure vers Gipolon, c'est à l'air. Donne-moi de tugalis de tête en bras d'yon, nous sentis son temps d'allure vers Véli. Nous en nous rochers. Moi de tu guérir de tête en braille. La sentinaru a vervé je Paul. Tête en braille, l'on y en sentinaru a vervé je Paul en c'est à l'air. De tu guérir de tête en braille. Et la verre à rue, elle n'a rien senti à l'an et à l'an. Aime-moi tant. Inattends-moi de te guérir de tête ombre, Dion, la ombre, Dion, la ombre, Dion, la ombre, Dion, la ombre, Lion, la sentine à rue, verveige, Polo, elle nous en. Nous, rochers, rochers de mon temps.
Cinq Complotes by George Apergis. That was following part of Vocalise number 3, The Death Carol from Apparition by George Crumb, performed by Rebecca Alexander. Yes, that was all just one voice, live in Studio C. For this next piece by JCP Jackson, Rebecca is going to make some interesting sounds with the piano. She's actually going to self-accompany here. And can you show us some of the, at least demonstrate the sound of, Rebecca plays inside the piano almost like it's a harp. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about Once.
So Once is by a Canadian composer, J.P.C. Jackson, who's actually not necessarily a very famous composer within Canada. And this is a walk down memory lane because this is actually the very first contemporary piece I ever did. So 19-year-old Rebecca Alexander is coming back in full force. So it was really interesting to come back and explore this piece. The description of this in the publisher is an introduction to contemporary music for young singers, because it's, again, it has no bar lines. And so the singer is sort of forced, a young singer is sort of forced to say, okay, how do I interpret this? Because actually my singing is nothing really outside the box. It's more the singer becoming really familiar with the sounds coming out of the piano and how to react to that. So J.P.C. Jackson actually studied with Crumb. And so what you'll hear is definitely the influence of what Crumb created in the 50s and 60s, which is playing inside this piano and creating sound worlds in which the singer then really inserts their voice into this sound world. So
this is Once by J.P.C. Jackson, played and sung by Rebecca Alexander.
Is only was and was.
Once by J.P.C. Jackson, played and sung by soprano Rebecca Alexander here live in Studio C. I have to make a little transition here so that I can join Rebecca for some music by John Cage. And while I do that, she's going to tell us about The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs.
So this is going back. This is the oldest piece, actually, in the group. He wrote this in 1942 based on a commission by soprano Janet Fairbank. Janet was an amateur soprano, but very enthusiastic. She was based in Chicago and the daughter, niece, granddaughter of Pulitzer Prize winners and massive entrepreneurs in the Midwest and et cetera. So she added to that by commissioning from several composers at the time many, many new works. And this was one of them. And it's very simple. I actually sing only, over the course of the piece, I sing literally three notes. But his intention was not to basically create a limited range, but rather break out of the idea of range or register, and sort of what he called deliminating it. So that is.
I'm going to add to that that he did a lot of breaking down the job of the piano too. I mean, he's famous for the prepared piano, where the pianist has, you know, objects kind of fit into the strings to turn the piano itself into a percussion orchestra. But in this one, he actually, I close the lid of the piano. And rather than playing any melody at all, so now the singer can sing this in any key they want, because I use the piano basically as a giant drum. So you have the sound of the bottom, the keyboard with the closed lid, and the top, to be able to sort of make this percussive, non-pitched accompaniment. So,
and to get the ring from the strings inside the piano.
Yeah. And you never had to worry about things like having a piano in tune. He was always great about creating, you know, the instrumental soundscape that didn't cost that much money.
True.
Very New York in the 60s.
Yes. So,
this is The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs by John Cage.
Night by silent sailing night, Isabel, Wildwood's eyes and primrose. In child of trees, like some lost happy leaf, like blowing flowers still, as fain would she anon, for soon again 'twill be at Isabel, Madam Isabel,
The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs by John Cage, performed by Rebecca Alexander, here on 91 Classical. We're going to make one more transition. And Rebecca, tell us about this Liza Lim piece that you're performing on in the Intersection Concert.
Sure. The piece on May 18th and May 19th is Voodoo Child by Liza Lim. And the reason that I brought all these different pieces today is to give an idea of how the voice can be explored, because in Liza's piece, there is a text in which it's based on by Sappho, which is basically, I won't read the whole thing, but it's basically when you see someone for the very, very first time across the room and you experience just absolute instant total attraction, just head to toe on fire attraction for a person across the room. You haven't even spoken to them yet. So the piece is based on that experience and the text of the poem, but she doesn't actually ever use the text of the poem. She uses consonants and vowel sounds and warps them and changes them to be able to express emotional experience, essentially, and also, quite frankly, physical experience that would come as a reaction of this particular life moment, shall we say. And throughout that, the instruments are creating the same kind of sounds where they're creating the almost micro events that the voice then reacts to. So we don't have the whole ensemble here today, but I thought, based on what everybody had heard before, that it would be interesting to model a section of this to give a sense of the different types of ways in which Liza is utilizing the voice. So a section of this involves harmonics within the mouth, as well as making pitch by inhaling, and also throat singing. So
many techniques.
Yes. So I'm just going to do one small short phrase to model this. Fano.
Quite the sound.
Yes. So just a small example of 20 minute piece that explores all of that in the human voice.
All right. And for one more piece, you've brought us music by Gulhav. He lists quite a few inspirations for this piece. Couperin's Tenebrae Church Bells, but then he also kind of says, but it's really the voice and the rainbow of sounds the voice is capable of. Tell us about Lua de Colorida.
Sure. This, I think it's important to know that Gulhav is actually, his family immigrated to Argentina from Romania. They're a Jewish family coming from Romania to Argentina. And so he is known for this real melding and mixing of cultural sounds. So his influences also include klezmer music and the Argentinian tango. I mean, Piazzolla is a huge influence on Gulhav. And also, really, Crumb is in here as well. So, and we return, he's definitely within the group of composers that is looking at the beauty of the voice. So we thought, as a return to, and this is actually the most recent piece. So sort of looking again back at the lyricism of the voice, but from different melding of cultural perspective, as opposed to exploring the voice capabilities per se in the way that the other composers have done.
This is Lua de Colorida by Oswald Gulhav, performed by Rebecca Alexander, accompanied by Usag Kang here live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Lua Descolorida by Oswald Golohov, performed by Rebecca Alexander with Usag Kang at the piano here on 91 Classical. Contemporary Classical Collective Intersection will perform Spectrum, a concert that includes the Liza Lim that Rebecca just demonstrated, plus music by Esa-Pekka Salonen, and a premiere of a new work by TJ Cole featuring Nashville in Harmony on May 18th and 19th. More information and a link to ticket purchasing can be found at intersectionmusic.org. In the meantime, for another inside look at Nashville's classical music, check out the latest episode of our podcast, Keeping Score. Blair School of Music Dean Mark Waite rides the roller coaster of emotion around Robert Schumann's Second Sonata. Listen for free anytime, wherever you get your podcasts, or at 91classical.org. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.